Hello, hello. Welcome back to Talk Tuesdays. And this is your girl, Alicia. I'm just touching in with you. You know, this is our self-development podcast where every week we tap into different subjects and get right to the point so you can apply it to your life. So for this week, I want to talk about communication. Yesterday, I experienced something and I addressed it and I got through it. And I want to take it head on to share and explain with you what that absolutely was. So I do a lot of creative projects, and lately I've been working with a lot of people that I just meet on the internet. You do this, you got that skill, let's work together. So I'm working with someone, and the way they're communicating is confusing me so much. And it's confusing me because I, as a person, I'll say I'm an evolved human being. You know, I'll give myself a what's up for that. I'm connected spiritually, I'm connected physically, and mentally. I'm tuned into all these things. On top of that, I'm a feeler. That's my skill. I'm an empath. I'm an actor. I deal with how I feel. As a creative, everything is based on me creating projects for other people to feel and engage. So that's just me. That's my skill in life. So I felt this person speaking, but implying, but they were verbally saying something different. And the two things were contradictory. So I had to, you know, pump my own brakes, because originally, in most situations, what I'll do is I'll be the big brother or the big sister, right? I'll take it as all the accountability on me. It's me. Let me change something about what I'm doing because I'm confused. And as I went through steps to talk with the person more, I realized what was happening. So I'll unpack it a little bit more. So I'm confused by the person. We're talking via email. I don't know what's going on. So I said, let's connect on a video platform. And once we did that, something else ensued. But we connect on that platform, and I did that to make myself more available, because as a creative, that's my favorite thing about what I do. I do what I love to do. So I want to do it. I want to see you. I want to connect. And the other person, that isn't their skill set. So they were very much comfortable doing everything with just talking on the phone or whatever. So they already had a personal reservoir feeling attached to being more accessible, right? That's something that I felt and connected to. But because they had that within them internally, the communication was combative. Not combative like yo, but combative like I'm just saying something back and you saying. We weren't actually listening, applying what we heard, and moving the communication further. So all day I'm like, what's going on? I'm unpacking it, And I know that I do that as a courtesy to people, being nice. But I will interject to say, being nice in business, it really doesn't work. It's self-consuming. If you have something to do and you're really like tiptoeing on the premises of what people feel as opposed to the objective, is extremely not helpful, as yesterday for me. So let's get back to the communication of it. So we go through that combative thing. That's not my thing at all. It's not productive. And I'm just talking to myself about it. Like, I have to let her know and I have to address this. And we did. And I'm happy to say that we moved past it, because I was able to address it in a clean and respectful way. But I do want to allude to what that conflicting energy is internally, right? I remember what that is. I used to do that. I used to work at a job that I didn't like, and I would go there, and I may have had interactions with people. I have a very high spirit, so for the most part, I don't really collide with people. But in the instances if I did, or if I felt like someone was colliding with me, what was happening was I already showed up with my own friction. You get that? You hear that? Like, that's what you apply to everything. As a human being, we show up with where we are at. And then whatever is going on, it either ignites it or, you know, it smooths by us. It's smooth sailing. But for the most part, with communication, is about what you show up with. So I'm a huge believer and supporter of not doing anything that you don't like, just because you shouldn't. But on top of it, the conflicting energy is such a hindrance to your overall growth as a person, your day-to-day growth, your moment-to-moment growth. If you're conflicted with yourself, I don't know how well you're able to read a situation. I feel very grateful, very blessed to be able to be in tune to these multitude of worlds that we are in. And I'm very grateful to have grown in the power of my voice to call it. I've always felt like somebody is on some shit and what type of time they on, but not because I cared. I never really cared to analyze a person in that way. But I know when I'm communicating with people, some people have an underlying attention and what they're saying doesn't match up to it. And I'm so happy for myself to be to the point where I can be like, yo, I feel this and you're saying this, what's going on? And I'm happy to say that I moved on through that discrepancy and I moved forward with what was going on. So that's it for this week. It's communication. Please, 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 please always work on yourself, check on yourself, tune into yourself, and check into these worlds that we have within us, right? Spiritually, touching with yourself spiritually, touching with yourself mentally, touching with yourself physically. I know when I work out, I move my body around. It's such a benefit to me. Not that I'm a health nut, but it's a real thing. If you just sit, it's some people that get sick and have bed sores because they're not moving. You have to move around, and you have to just be aware of what's going on. So that's my self-development podcast for the week, communication. What have I been working on this week? Also, I always like to leave you with a little bit more information, but that was a lot right there. Just doing things that you love to do, showing up to do something because you want to do it and for no other reason will grow you immensely. You will grow immensely through the experience for showing up for something because you want to, figuring it out. It will build your confidence, your self-esteem. You might open some chakras. It's deep. But yes, pay attention to yourself. Love on yourself. This is this week's Talk Tuesdays, and I'll see you guys next week. Good night.